This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. President Obama will be in Phoenix today, continuing his national tour focusing on the economy. Today, Obama will be talking up home ownership for the middle class. But as Andrea Gardner explains, there's tension between Obama's message and the reality for many first-time buyers.
In the month of June, 24% of homes in Phoenix's Maricopa County were bought by investors, many of whom paid cash with plans to rent or flip the properties. But for cheaper homes, those under $150,000, investors bought 42% of them, says real estate researcher Michael Orr.
If you want to make a certain cash-on-cash return, the most favorable areas are generally the cheapest, where you could buy very inexpensive homes, but you still get quite a decent rent out of them.
And who else is in the market for a home under $150,000? Usually a first-time home buyer with a small down payment and the baggage of an FHA loan. Phoenix realtor Renee Slachter says those buyers are often outbid.
There's a lot of frustration because they know that if they wait too long, they will no longer be able to afford a home in this market.
Slachter and Orr say construction is picking up in Phoenix, but those new homes are primarily aimed at higher-priced buyers. I'm Andrea Gardner for Marketplace.